Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Ah, DSW, birthplace of the humble brag. Here, the shoes are so good, no one would ever know how little you paid. If you didn't go telling everyone, that is. And with never-ending options for every style, mood, and occasion, all at really great prices, we'll definitely give you something to brag about. So go ahead, stock up on fresh sneakers from your favorite brands. Or try those boots you always secretly knew you could pull off. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
This podcast is brought to you by Homewood Casino Resort, the player's place.
This is the time, though. Jesse wants to be working as much as possible, as many games as he can possibly get in the rest of the season, because you don't want it to be over. Good morning, Jesse.
Oh, good morning, guys. Yeah, let's run this thing through about Halloween. Why not?
This sounds so good to me, my friend. Do you have any? So I was watching the other night. The celebration, the clinching. Now, I didn't see you down in there. I did see Tony. He was down there getting some audio.
He was anchoring in the booth.
You were anchoring in the booth. All I heard was,
Sammy doesn't do post game. It's not normal.
That's right.
Jesse kind of holds court.
You hold the fourth down on the radio.
Tony's down in the booth, and they're like, hey, we got Ryan O'Hearn here.
Do you have FOMO? Do you get FOMO?
No, not at all. I mean, it's cool down there, and I make my way down there after we sign off. But it's a lot of fun. I like that. It's kind of a little different thing we get to do. We started it this way in 2022 because obviously in 2020 there wasn't like a locker room celebration we had access to.
Right.
And so, yeah, it's kind of neat. Like Tony heads down either, you know, in the ninth inning or right after the game ends and gets himself set up down there. And then, yeah, I just kind of kill time until he's ready to go. And we fling it back and forth between the clubhouse and upstairs. And it's fun. I think really good radio. I've gotten a lot of great feedback, you know, both this week and in previous seasons from people who are listening. I think it sounds really big. It's cool that we have like the technology to be able to kind of pull it off the way that we do. And, you know, it's one of those things I'm proud of, the way we handle it. And Tony just does such an excellent job with the interviews down there. I know you guys have been playing him the last couple of days.
Yes, he crushed it.
He crushes that. Yeah, he crushes that. So it's fun to listen to those. Fun to kind of comment on those, and then it's like, you know, by the time I finish, you know, saying my piece about whatever AJ Preller just said, you know, they're in my ear saying, all right, Tony's got Manny, and we fling it back down there. So hey, look, I don't know how many more celebrations we're going to have this year, hopefully like four or five, but tune in, you know, stay tuned in after the game to the radio, because that coverage, you know, not to toot our own horn, it's really good, and Tony does an excellent job.
I've got a question, Jesse,
and thanks for listening, Woods.
Oh, you're welcome. I was laying in bed watching it on television.
I got most of it on social media that night, actually. So I saw a ton of Tony, but I didn't hear a lot of Jesse at the end of the game. But I'm glad you were part of it. But speaking of being part of it, clearly, you know, we feel a connection to the Padres. We host a show on the flagship station. We talk about them every morning. But we're not employees. We're not part of the team. Now, you're an employee. You're part of the team. How much do you feel... And how much do they make you feel part of it? I know Mike Schilt goes out of his way to thank, you know, all of his, you know, coaches, AAA coaches he was talking about yesterday, all the people that kind of make this possible. As a member of the organization, how much pride do you kind of take in the success of the team at this level, like reaching the postseason?
It's probably a more complicated answer than you might expect.
Yeah.
So to first part, yes, like they make us feel very much a part of it. And by they, I mean, you know, the people we work for on the business side, but also the business, I mean, the baseball operations folks. And from that, I mean, AJ and his crew in the front office, guys like Josh Stein and Nick Ennis, but also, you know, Mike and his staff and the coaching staff you know, people come up to you and say congratulations, and my immediate response is always, yo, I didn't do nothing. You know, like, I told people what you guys were doing. But they really all do. That's the culture of the place. Go out of their way, you know, to make sure we feel like we're a part of it. But do I take pride in any sort of personal way? Absolutely not, because I didn't do a single thing to help this team win a game at any point this year. But I am incredibly happy for everybody I work for and who I work with. I am proud of them. I am impressed by them. But do I take any personal pride from it? No, because I didn't do anything. But is it satisfying? Is it fun? Is it wonderful to be around? Of course, absolutely. But, you know, this none of that is about me. And you know, I think every announcer realizes that. But we're kind of lucky to be attached to it. We're like, what are the things that hang onto the side of the shark? You know, like that's what we are, and we get to ride, you know, this wave that they're creating, and we're so lucky to be able to do that.
I think you do. You do part of it, and you don't give yourself enough credit, Jesse. I mean, you would say Eric Grubner's executive assistant, you know, didn't do anything to win games on the field, but it takes everybody kind of pulling together. You help create excitement among the fan base, which then, you know, helps create attendance at Petco Park, which helps, you know, fuel payroll for the Padres to get better players to come in who then go on the field. I mean, it's all connected in one way or another.
Yeah, that's a very nice thing to say. And you know, there's some truth to that, I'm sure. And it definitely takes everybody, you know, kind of pulling on the rope in the same direction and being led to do so. But, you know, I mean, for me specifically, being around the players and the coaches and the staff, all of whom work unbelievably hard every single day, it's very hard for me to take any credit, even in my own mind, for anything that they accomplish. But you're right. I mean, everything that everybody does matters, and that's part of how we get to where we are as an organization. And it's an incredibly wonderful time, as everybody knows, to be a Padre fan, and certainly to be somebody who's lucky enough to work for the team.
I think I pissed Mike Schilt off so much this year, I probably cost us 3 or 4 wins, so I'd like to apologize for that right now.
Give a -4 war.
my broadcaster war is like negative. We'd actually be in the lead for the West right now if I hadn't made him mad on three or four separate occasions. I think he managed maybe a little differently that night because he was so mad at me. But listen, you know, you take the good with the bad, Jesse. Any end of the year traditions for you, the broadcaster of the team? I mean, you know, honestly, it's going to be great being at home, and then, you know, you'll be on the road again. But any traditions for you at the end of the year?
Not really. That's interesting. I've never really thought about it. I might have some things that I do that I don't realize. I'll cop to one thing. You know, if there's nothing to play for on Saturday and or Sunday, like the last 2 days of the season, I will, for the only time all year, give myself a little bit of a break in my notes preparation on the opposing starting pitcher. You know, like I'll kind of like not go as deep as I usually do. That's like my one little thing I won't do. I'll do like 80% of what I would normally do on the opposing starter. And you know what? Like, I'll be fine. Like, that's kind of my one little thing, especially the Sunday day game. You know,
yes.
Early. I'm like, all right, maybe I won't go quite as deep on Brandon Pfaadt as I normally would,
right,
or whoever it is. But if the game matters, then, you know, I'm going to treat it the way I treated the other 161. But like, that's it. It's funny because I was actually looking back at my end of year notes from last year, and I noticed that, you know, the last game against Arizona on Sunday, you know, it was like, I was like, oh, I didn't do as much. And then I remembered, like, thinking to myself, you know what, I'm going to be fine. I'm going to allow myself this, you know, second cup of coffee instead of diving deep on the Diamondback starter we've already seen 3 times.
He writes, but, right-handed, you know, I mean, pitcher. That's it.
Yeah, exactly. Right-handed. Here's his record.
Fastball, you know, curveball.
Go full Bob Uecker, Major League. This segment brought to you by...
I don't know. I can't find it.
Hell with it.
Hell with it.
But, you know, I think, you know, one of the cool thing about being around big leaguers is that you learn an awful lot about work ethic. You learn an awful lot about what it takes to sort of survive the grind of the season. And for me, one of the things I've picked up on and really hung on tight to over the course of my career is that, really, with that one little sort of half exception, you know, the consistency is the key to survival.
Yeah.
And doing the same thing and having the routine. Now, being able to be, you know, nimble enough that if the routine has to change, you can. But generally, you know, being as prepared as possible every single day, no matter what the standings, you know, look like, no matter what the record is, you know, no matter how quote unquote important the game might be, you know, that's the way to build the good habits. That's the way to kind of make your way through it. So I'm going to do my thing pretty much no matter what.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Ah, DSW, birthplace of the humble brag. Here, the shoes are so good, no one would ever know how little you paid. If you didn't go telling everyone, that is. And with never-ending options for every style, mood, and occasion, all at really great prices, we'll definitely give you something to brag about. So go ahead, stock up on fresh sneakers from your favorite brands. Or try those boots you always secretly knew you could pull off. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
Jesse Agler is with us. Now, Padres have won four games in a row. Certainly seeing some good signs from the ball club. Just give me your impression of the last couple of days and whether we should take these as, like, you know, perhaps something to give us some hope going into October.
It's so funny because I think that's sort of like the biggest, most interesting conversation we could be having about this team, maybe aside from like who are the starting pitchers going to be, you know, in games, you know, 1-2 and et cetera throughout the postseason. But, you know, does it matter, you know, how you're playing at the end? And look, the cliche, of course, is that you want to go in hot. But I think you look back generally at teams who have made deep runs, you know, there's not necessarily a rhyme or reason to it in terms of how you end the regular season. This feels better. Don't get me wrong. You know, this feels way better to be playing good baseball right now. You know, if they kind of stumbled in losing 5 out of 6, I think we would all feel a little bit uneasy about it. And so, of course, the inverse is true as well. But I'm a pretty big believer in that the day the playoffs start, very little that happened previously matters. We'll talk about stuff that previously happened because it's interesting and it's notable, but I don't know that it's predictive. You know, I mean, like, let's say the Padres win today. They will have gone 5-1 against the Brewers this year. When the teams meet up in the NLDS, is that predictive of the Padres? You know, oh, they're going to continue to win 5 out of every 6 against Milwaukee?
Nope.
No, I don't think so. That's just not how it works. So I think, you know, there's a huge red reset button that'll get hit on Sunday night, and so little of this is going to end up mattering. Think about the Padres and the Dodgers in 2022.
Yep.
I mean, the Dodgers absolutely dominated the Padres that regular season. Did that matter in the NLDS? Obviously not. The Padres won that series, and in 4 games. So, I mean, it definitely feels good to see them playing well right now. It's better than the alternative. But in terms of, like, spinning that forward into the postseason, I don't know that it really means all that much. But it's definitely great to see. You love good habits. You love good at-bats. You love seeing, you know, on an individual level, maybe, yeah, like Ryan O'Hearn heating back up.
Yes.
That feels really good. Because that is the sort of thing that can carry forward. But in terms of, like, wins and losses and the bigger picture, I don't know that it's necessarily a huge deal.
You know, and if it plays out like, yeah, all of us kind of think it will. It's going to be the Cubs. We all kind of agree. That's the best percentage. And I know you guys are math guys. It's either going to be here or it's going to be there. Let's say, just for the purposes of this conversation, Jesse, it's at Wrigley Field. What are your kind of impressions of how the Padres will match up at Wrigley Field in that atmosphere with that brick wall last night that spooked Juan Soto so bad that it cost his team 2 runs. I mean, it is a different place entirely. You've called many, many games there. Kind of what are your thoughts about going maybe potentially back to Chicago at Wrigley to take on the Cubs? Who's a good team?
It would be a lot of fun. You know, I mean, certainly you'd prefer to host it, and that's very much in play. But, yeah, if we end up going there, look, it's probably going to be a little cool. You know, I mean, maybe get some day games in there based on other matchups, and TV will decide
of
that,
course.
Obviously. But,
Your preference.
Yes. Warmer, better. Yes.
Warmer, better. Earlier,
day
or
game
night?
Versus night game?
No, I don't care. I don't care. You know, okay. I mean, whatever, you know. Look, Wrigley day games are special. I think playoff day games, this is going to be a weird. Like, playoff day games are very romantic to me.
Me too. Because
you get, like, that that fall lighting. Everything's a little more golden in the air.
Yes.
The shadows come a little bit earlier.
Yep.
And it's sort of like this mental cue if you're a baseball fan that, hey, this is a big game. Like, you just know that because of the lighting. You know, maybe that's just me being a psychopath. But,
no,
like, that's
you.
Something I feel. Yeah. So I think that's really special and that's really fun. And I always enjoy that. So, but yeah, no, I don't have necessarily a preference. But, yeah, going there would be fun. Look, the Padres, I think, you know, this version of the Padres, you know, back to, let's call it 22, is a team that really feeds off of energy. And I think that's part of why they play as well as they do at home. You know, with all the sellout crowds and what are they, 48-28 at home now, something like that. And so even going into a hostile road environment, I think that they would feed off that. And I think they would enjoy that. I think that would energize them. I think, you know, some of the times this year when the team has maybe not looked as energetic, it's been in places like Minnesota and, you know, White Sox when there's not a ton of people there and it's just kind of blah. So I think there probably is something to that for this particular Padre team. I think they would feed off that energy. And look, Wrigley, it is a magical place. Like, if you're a religious person or not, but you're a baseball fan, like, it feels almost borderline like a religious experience going there for a big game.
No doubt.
It really is so special. And, yeah, I mean, if you're talking about potential playoff venues, that's got to be near the top of anybody's list.
They're going to be nuts because they haven't been there in 5 years. So that's something.
And no fans last time they were there.
Oh, that's right. 2020. So it's been a long
time. Dude, my heart's racing right now. I can't,
so
can't wait.
At the beginning of the season, we weren't sure whether we were going to bring back the Incorporator, but you were all in. So we did it again. I'm glad we did. It's provided tons of enjoyment for the Tier 1s all year long. So we want to thank you. And we're going to finish it up this year. We don't do the Incorporator in the playoffs. So this is the last one of the regular season, a rare day game Incorporator. Haven't had many of those since it's Wednesday. Happy Rosh Hashanah to you as well. Thank you for coming
Thank
in
you.
On a Wednesday. But this one seems perfectly appropriate to encapsulate the entire season of the Incorporator. So, Paulie?
Stultiloquins.
Oh, my God.
Stultiloquins.
Stultiloquins.
I'll even slow it down.
Slow
Here
it down.
Stal. Stultiloquins.
Why did you go with...
That's how they did it. I didn't do it.
Why did you go with the
Argentinian
sexy
or something?
Sexy Spanish,
that's
man.
How they, that's how it came.
Stultiloquins. Foolish, senseless, or silly talk.
Silly talk.
Oh, that's great. So. That's a great. Was that a Major Garrett word?
Yes,
or
it is. You know that.
The last five have all been from Major Garrett. He gave us like 20.
Yeah, he's now my official nemesis with the Incorporated.
It's all silly talk, though, when it's the Incorporator, so you're getting it officially. Stultiloquins.
Stultiloquins.
I want everything done in that guy's voice.
Stultiloquins. Stultiloquins.
Don't let my wife hear this guy. Like, don't let any of our wives hear this guy. He's incredible. Did you put in sexy Latino man?
How'd you know?
Like,
that's exactly what I typed
Stultiloquins.
In.
All right, Jesse.
AI can do anything.
Yeah, it's true. That's true.
Have a good broadcast this afternoon.
Thank you, buddy.
And a good final series coming up. And then hopefully a nice long playoff run. Thank you.
Hey, let's say this. If we're not going to do it in the postseason, if they get to the World Series, let's do a World Series.
Yes. Maybe one of Ben's favorite drops.
Something.
Anything you want.
All right.
Oh, don't tempt me. You'll end up saying Big Hooters or something on the broadcast.
Hooter Research.
Boy, the Owls research. Here at Yankee Stadium are really loud tonight.
Big Hooters out here.
Thanks, Jesse.
Big Boppers.
Jesse Agler, the Incorporator.
Again, loose one, cannabis.
110 today. In the World
Pound
Series.
Town. Pound Town.
Stroganoff.
Go for hours.
Paulie's got a run, the report, and don't forget, 9:35.
Poop spray.
Dancing on 97.3 The Fan.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
You walk in tired and hungry, one bad dinner away from losing it. You don't like to cook. You don't want more takeout. You just want something good. That's why there's Dish by Blue Apron. Pre-made meals with at least 20 grams of protein and no artificial flavors or colors. From fridge to fork in 5 minutes or less. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
It's Kelly Clarkson here to talk all things Wayfair, the best place to buy furniture, decor, and anything else you can think of to create a home you absolutely love. I know when I shop with Wayfair, I find options for every style, whether I'm feeling boho or farmhouse, modern, traditional, French country. I can find exactly what I need for my home and more. No matter your space, style, or budget, shop Wayfair.com to make your home way more you.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.